Liftoff Journeys, where we ignite the stories of those daring to soar. Join us as we delve into the uncharted territories of success, sharing the triumphs and hardships of extraordinary individuals determined to reach new heights. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and uplifted on Liftoff Journeys. Let's launch together with one of my great friends who I haven't seen in forever, so I'm so grateful she was able to make it at least on video, Gazelle Steenkamp. How are you?
I'm so good, Jeannie, and so good to see you again and catch up. And thanks for inviting me onto your show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when I work with the producers on the back end and we talk about who are going to be the most amazing guests that have the best stories to share and really help inspire others, you absolutely came to mind, because I just think you've had such a really interesting personal journey with your family and all of the challenges, and you've turned that into something that has changed the trajectory of your professional life as well as your personal life as well. And I think your story is going to just inspire so many people and make them feel really good about what's possible.
Oh, thanks, Jeannie. That's really sweet. I appreciate your kind words.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got to where you are today and what you're doing today.
Okay, well, yes. So I originally am from South Africa, where I studied, obviously, as an occupational therapist, had my own private practice there. And when I was late 30s, we actually ended up immigrating to Australia. And it was great, but I didn't carry on working as an occupational therapist there. Instead, I was actually lecturing at a leadership college. I was mentoring a lot of girls who wanted to step into business. And I also did some work for the Australian Christian Church's national exec, which was interesting. So I was in the deep end in many ways, over in my head, learning new things, continually being stretched, which is always good and keeps you young. And then in 2016, my husband had the opportunity of coming to, with his work, to the Netherlands. I never ever thought I would ever live in Amsterdam, although my grandmother was, one of my grandmothers, was born in Amsterdam. So it is a bit of a heritage, like come back home to your people kind of thing. So we ended up coming here in 2016. And I thought I might just, you know, do a bit of painting. I'd done painting before, abstract art kind of thing. And I thought I might start up something with that and, you know, just see where things go and what I end up getting into. And then, unfortunately, my eldest daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. And it was quite an aggressive form of leukemia, and it started a journey of pretty much living at the hospital for almost 2 years, in and out, and she had a stem cell transplant. And it was just a really hard season for us as a family. Today, I'm really grateful that she had the treatment that she got here in Amsterdam. In fact, I think that's why we as a family had to come here. I know she's alive today because of it. So super, super grateful. But as a result of that, I did learn to walk in a very different way. Suddenly, when you're faced with things that you absolutely have no control over, you're out of your comfort zone, and having the added stress of everything being in a foreign language, not knowing how the system works, there's a lot of stress that can come from that. But I personally felt it was my invitation to basically come up higher, to learn to walk in a different way, to learn to sort of live above the noise, if I can put it that way. And it started my journey really of delving deeply into everything that I'd done before, you know, OT related, lecturing at the leadership college, all of those principles. I had to relearn and basically apply them to my own life. And it taught me a lot. Now, they say when you carry a cup of coffee and someone bumps into you, what spills out? It's the coffee. And you might ask, well, why did the coffee spill? And the answer is not because someone bumped into you. It's because you had coffee in the cup. And sometimes when we get bumped in life, what's inside us comes out. And it's actually our invitation to recheck. Is that what you're still okay with having on the inside of you? So learning to walk in a whole new way, learning to apply stress management techniques, all those kind of things. And I got to the end of 2020, and I sort of realized I can't just keep these skills that I've learned to myself. So I actually started a business. It's called Soul Spa Sila. And the word Sila, it's actually a Hebrew word, but it means like pause. It means take a moment. It's that sort of almost a sacred space where you just take a bit of time. And the reason I put the soul spa in front of it is because it literally is a soul spa. It's just being able to call to the girls that want to take a good look at their life, check out their life design in terms of everything that's important to you, as well as all the, you know, the principles like the sensory stuff, your sensory profile, things that we don't often even think about, but was always a part of what I'd studied and incorporated as an occupational therapist. And taking all of those kind of things into account and dreaming again, you know, building legacy, building things that you call to. And I've come to realize none of the puzzle pieces are wasted. Nothing is wasted. Everything adds up. And you've probably seen this in your journey as well. You know, how you start with one thing and that's kind of the door which leads to the next, which leads to the next. So, yeah, so today I am the CEO and director of Soul Spa Sila. I love working with girls. I coach ladies basically through the whole life design and legacy building. So I help them launch businesses as well that are really authentic to their own life design and managing their own mindsets and stress, even when things get a bit wobbly, like they say.
It's such a fabulous journey. And you and I met right when your daughter was in the midst of just her leukemia challenges, and to just watch her story evolve over time and see her overcome that, and you all as a family to just embrace that and celebrate everything that you've been given has been just, you know, it's so heartening, and it shows the reason that we have so much hope and joy in our lives, because you just can't give up. And I know, you know, you mentioned how challenging it was, a new country, a new system, a new language, you know, doctors that were saying things that you probably didn't even know what they were saying and what they meant, and then go on Google, for goodness sake. If you dare to Google any of these things, it just always seems to give you the worst information about what can happen instead of the best. So I love how it led your journey to where you are today. And this past weekend, I was just talking with some friends about how challenging it is to grow up in today's society, where we are surrounded with social media and with just any type of media, even if it's not social and just printed media or the news and everything that's happening, because the world is so small now, you can't help but be affected by that and wonder if you're good enough, if you're doing the right things, if this is the right thing for you, if this is the mistake that's going to cost everything down the road. And I think it's great to have people like you and companies like yours that can help us get grounded in the reality of, you know, what life is all about.
Yeah, I just love it. Yeah, I think you're so right, Jeannie. I think there are a lot of distractions today, and you can numb very easily. You know,
yes,
so many people are numbing, and it's just a way of handling stress, but it doesn't change anything. It doesn't actually help you go forward and get traction.
Right.
So that's really, really important. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard that coffee phrase before, but I have a feeling that our social team is going to be cutting that out to use as the teaser for this, just so you know. did you invent that, or did someone say that to you?
No, I heard it. It's just one of those things that just came out as I was speaking. I remember that, you know, when you bump yourself, what comes out your coffee cup? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my grandmother has a famous saying that anybody that knows me gets tired of hearing is, you know, whenever our kids are going through something challenging and they just say, you know, why is this happening? Why couldn't life be better? And my grandmother used to say, if everybody took their dirty laundry outside and put it in the street, you'd all look around and pick up your own and happily take it back home. And I think, you know, I say that over and over again to people. When you think something is horrible and challenging and you can't get through it, you are in an amazing spot. And there's so many other people out there that are dealing with something that's so much worse. You should be really grateful to have the opportunity to what you have. And even, you know, we were talking before the recording, Christine, our little one, is, you know, having to make a choice in October. She's at the Citadel, which is a military college. Is she going to, you know, go into the military when she graduates full term, or is she just going to do reserves and follow, you know, a bit of a different path? And it's really stressing her out. And I said, you're 21 years old. You can't make a wrong choice. There is no wrong choice. You're 21. If you go active duty, in 4 years, you're done and you'll only be 25 and you still have your life to live. If you don't go into active duty and you don't like civilian life and you realize you want to be in active duty at any point in time, the military is happy to have you back. So as a mom on that, I'm super proud of her for, you know, seeing this higher calling to serve the country that she grew up in and really to protect everybody and make the world a better place to live. I also do not want her anywhere near anything that's dangerous. So, you know, I asked her if she does do active duty, if she could just get a job doing paperwork. And
that would be good.
She doesn't like that, but that's the mom in me. The regular person in me is super proud of her. But it's amazing because oftentimes, and I'm sure you see this, when you're going through a personal decision or personal change, it can be overwhelming for you when somebody from the outside can often give you a perspective that is really something so different you never thought of it. And I wonder, what are the types of questions that people come to you in your business and ask? Like, what drives them to get in touch with you? Are they overwhelmed? Are they confused? Are they looking for direction? Do they just want to do something more?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. And I think it was something that I had to evaluate for myself, because I realized one of the biggest things why people come to me is often wanting to get perspective or wanting to get a fresh perspective. And it's interesting because I often encourage them to think of it as making space for the zero. Now, that sounds like a weird concept, but hear me out. If you think of a ruler, all the spaces are incrementally sort of the same, you know, 1 to 2 to 3. But that space of 0 to 1 is a massively different space, because it's a space where nothing can become something. So it's a space where if you make space for the 0 in your life, it's often your opportunity to relook at something that you've always considered it's just going to go in this way. Suddenly there's an invitation that maybe, just maybe, this could be the door that leads to a whole new different perspective or a whole new different way of being. And often it involves asking different questions. You know, and I think that's, as a mentor and coach, that's one of the biggest things I do, is I help people process where they're at, but also ask the questions that maybe you haven't thought of asking, or delve into the, you know, the way of thinking that you haven't been invited into, or you haven't thought to go there yourself. And so many times I'll ask the question and people will be like, gosh, I've never thought about that before. Whatever that question might be, you know, but it leads them on. I had one girl who, I don't think she'll mind me sharing, she came to me with her initial business idea. It was very, very small, sort of almost timid, just this, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, I could see what was on her life. It's so much more than just that. But you can't just tell them. You've got to invite them on the journey so that they're actually making they make a partnership with that process, and in that end up finding it for themselves, really. And it's just expanded astronomically since that first little sliver of idea. But that's what ideas are there for. They're there. They're your invitation to an upgrade. Yeah. They're your invitation to a next level, which is why I really love the name of your podcast, your show, the liftoff aspect, because that's where you're at that point where you can choose. Are you gonna grow wings here and actually go for it? But all sorts of questions, why they seek me out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine after working with you that people would ever want to stop working with you. So do you find that you just stay in touch with these people forever and you almost become a mentor to them?
Yeah, actually, it has happened like that. For my initial offer, which was more identity-based and legacy building, I've got the essence paradigm now, where I've got quite a few girls sitting in that aspect where it's more like a mentorship. They're like, I need a mom, so to speak, like just someone right. that I can talk to, just someone that I can bounce ideas off for. You know, we call it iron sharpens iron in the Christian community. Obviously, it's a, you know, just sharpening each other. I learn so much from it. I love it. And the girls love it. So yeah, there's different options within the Soul Spa packages. Yeah.
I love it. So question for you. Do you think you could have been successful at this if you decided to do this in your 20s? Or do you think that your actual life experiences and everything you and your family have gone through and that you've gone through on your personal journey got you ready for what you're doing now?
That's a really good question. I think it's a bit of both, because I think my experiences and my even just the whole thing of going through transitions, like immigrating to two different countries, starting over again, pretty much. So that process of transitioning, and then also what happened with our daughter, all of that has definitely shaped me into who I am today. However, at my core, the core of who I am, a lot of it was there from when I was tiny, the way I think. And I always thought I felt a little bit like a misfit, like I didn't really always fit in, because mm-hmm. I would think differently. I'm a much more deeper thinker, if I can put it like that. So I think it was there all along, but it's been sharpened and almost watered, if I can say that. It's definitely grown since I was little, but it was there from when I was tiny, although I had no clue when I was young what I wanted to do. Absolutely no idea. I could pretty much do anything marks wise, you know, subjects wise. It was like, oh my gosh, what do I do, sort of thing, like your daughter trying to make a decision,
right?
And you know, and you just go through you kind of go through as life flows and leads you, the doors that open, and realize, oh, it was actually all part of the bigger story. Yeah.
It really is. When you look back on it, I'm always amazed. When you look back, you don't know why something's going on. And it took me a long time to realize this. When something strange happens in your life, good, bad, or just weird, it's always for a purpose, to prepare you for something else. And like I said, you know, it took me years to appreciate that and kind of embrace, well, this is strange, and start asking myself, what can I learn from this? Okay, this is something that I never thought I'd be doing, that I don't understand. I don't know why this is happening. And then I remind myself, this is going to get ready for something big, and it's going to be amazing. And when it happens, sometimes it's a few months, sometimes it's a few years, you really learn to appreciate that you should just take everything in life that's offered to you and just embrace it and run with it, and just know that there's a bigger calling, there's a bigger picture, and it's just really helping you prepare for the next great thing. And that next great thing is always, always bigger and better than you could have ever even imagined it, like the story of the one girl that you were working with.
Yeah. But I must say, having said that, I totally agree with you. And I think that stance that you've just described is very much what I would sort of identify with a growth mindset or growth way of thinking about things. However, there are four other spaces, if you like, that someone can sit in, which when you're sitting in those spaces, you don't always realize how different your mindset is from that growth mindset you've just described as, you know, taking every opportunity. And it's interesting if you unpack them, how they relate to almost a weariness or a wearing down of you as a person. And if you haven't taken stock of that, it can not only derail you, but it can hold you in that holding pattern or that limbo much longer than if you realize, oh my gosh, this is where I'm sitting right now. Right. What can I do? Because I don't want to go around the mountain over and over and over again. Yeah. Never actually go up the mountain. So that's also interesting to look at. So those are what, this is just typically how I think about it. It's either sitting carelessly, which is, when I say carelessly, I don't mean that you that you haven't got a care in the world. I just mean that you sort of just exist. You're just going through the motions. you know, you're just sitting in front of the Netflix, or just because that's just all there is to do. You're not really being intentional about much in your life. Friendships, health, nothing. It's just whatever. I call that sitting carelessly, because you don't realize how lost it is in that space. That's the best way of putting it. Or there's the growing weary. These are the people that are really striving, but it's hustling almost, but they're growing tired, and it's stressful, and it's hard to live in that space, you know? Or there's the ones that are like, I just call it falling asleep. They just don't have a dream anymore. You know, it's kind of like their soul's been switched off. Their dream phase needs to be reawakened and re-energized. And then the last spot, which is one of the hardest to be, is where you endure a fatal fall. It's where there's stuff that's toppled you. There's stuff that's hit you. And that's not always something that you ask for. It's, you know, it can be something like divorce. It can be disease. It can be anything can come in that space. But often that's the one that usually gets your attention the quickest, because you're desperate sooner. But all four of those spaces that you sit in are not growth not growth spaces. And there's certain ways that obviously you deal with them, you know, individually to move you back towards that health and vitality. And that it's a higher frequency, really. That's what it is. It's just a higher way of being.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And how do you, so if you're in one of those spaces, which we've all been in at different points in our lives, I think we've probably all been in all of them as we just experience different things. How do you get to the point where you recognize you're in that space? Is it something that you just has to awaken inside you? Or is it something that somebody else has to say something to you and say, hey, you know, you might have an opportunity. If you're watching Netflix, is it something that you saw on one of the shows that you know, wakes you up? What's the driver to make some positive movement?
I think sometimes it can be frustration. That's, you know, frustration or irritability, or when you're fighting against, I really don't want to feel this, or I really don't want to have to be like this. Or alternatively, it's often boredom, where you just feel, oh, there's got to be more to life than this, but I feel like I'm stuck. Like, is this all there is? Is this relationship how it's just going to be forever? You know, things like that. So any of those emotions are often what show us. However, it can also be seen on a physical level. So your physical energy. You know, I always speak about not ROI as in return on investment, but ROE. Like, what's your energy levels at? Where are your energy? And if you just don't have energy, that's your body's way of telling you, hey, you know, we need a top up here. We need to talk. So it can come as all, you know, in all forms, but often it has to do with either the, you know, the emotional side of things or the physical, that your body will start telling you, listen, we got to do something now. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. What an inspiring and enlightening conversation we had this morning. And I know before we started recording, I told everybody, you know, these are not scripted conversations. They're just conversations that happen naturally, and they end up taking their own path and become just so supportive and authentic that I think that it means a lot more than if I had six questions to ask you. So,
yeah, for sure.
But it doesn't give you any time to prepare. So a lot of times people are thrown off for a second. But this was such a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, and if anyone would like to look it up, they're welcome just to look me up on Soul Spa Selah. It's Selah with an H on the end. And all my info is there, and if you'd like to reach out on social media as well.
And we'll put it on the podcast and all of the social media as well. Thank you so much. This was fantastic. And for everybody that's watching, go take stock in your own life and see which one of those areas you're sitting in. Maybe reach out to Gizelle, or just embrace whatever life has to offer.
So good. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks. Thank you.